With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry down there on his phone down there in the South Country. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
Why don't we start with Barry Rothman? I just wanted to, it's very, very obvious from the one he did on the virus that really what this thing is saying is that the Fourth Reich of the rich has come to a final solution, and that solution is a poison vaccine. That's the way I read this whole thing. It's very short, very much to the point. And I know you wanted to talk about, I think, another one, Larry. Which one did you want to bring up and discuss? We only skimmed some of this the other night.
Well, that's, the first one that you were referring to, the 6 points in the matrix are Taiwan, Biden, Joseph, he slew his brother, weak, and Nazi. And, of course, Rothman said Joseph Biden's weakness will likely be the cause for China to kill their Chinese brothers in Taiwan. And mm-hmm. He said the code indicates that Joe Biden is a Nazi of the Fourth Reich. And also he says that under Biden, China advances the conquest of America agenda. Now, what mm-hmm. I wanted to add to that, and I'd like your opinion, it's he did another matrix real quick on, which really is a shocker. I mean, it's really a shocker. Listen to this, matrix number 2 that he did. Here's the wording in it. Number 1, Taiwan. Number 2, in the end of days. Number 3, weak. Number 4, president. Number 5, to incite. Number 6, Chinese. Number 7, for the army to war. Number 8, atomic. Number 9, weapon. And number 10, which is interesting, is Israel. Now, let me tell you what he says here, and then I'll get your opinion on those. Yeah. Rothman kind of put it together this way. Now, you have to remember, you know, he's using the Torah. He's not using yes. the New Testament. He's using the Torah itself. But this is what he says seems to indicate to him. He says, Taiwan, in the end of days, under a weak president, to incite the Chinese, atomic weapon, war, children of Israel. Now, this is what is kind of interesting right here is he seems to indicate in his notes, he says a message encoder sent back in time. Now, if you remember, probably 2 years ago or more, he got a message. Not only did he get a message from back in time, he also got a visitor from what he considered to be a time traveler, mm-hmm. and he ran codes, and the codes seemed to indicate that that was somewhat accurate, a little bit unexplainable, but accurate. And oddly enough, Fort Huachua and you know, a lot of the military intelligence was following this information. So what he seems to indicate that he thinks that it's very possible that Israel, or the children of Israel has mm-hmm. somehow worked a deal with Taiwan undercover, not in the open, undercover, and probably not known by other nations, to where possibly Israel provided and helped them obtain a nuclear weapon. So he thinks Taiwan has a nuclear weapon, which will surprise the Chinese when they attack that island, and possibly Taiwan sets off a nuke on China's mainland. Now, I don't know. I don't know. But what do you, it all seems to tail back into the end of days and a weak president, and that's got to be Biden because the other Torco just throws that right out there.
Yeah. Huh. Well, yeah, I think Biden is Fourth Reich. I think they're all working together for the United Nations and the Fourth Beast, which is the Fourth Reich. I mean, Barry kind of hit that on the head when he started to investigate the Fourth Reich, UFOs and aliens and we call them fallen angels. but that wouldn't surprise me at all. Or it wouldn't surprise me if he's reading it wrong and it's China that uses a nuke against Taiwan. It could go either way, but we are inciting China. I think we just sent a delegation to Taiwan, did we not? A group of people?
Yeah, we did. We did, and it caused a lot of military movements from China themselves.
That's what I thought. And then they had that incursion, and I'm sure those incursions are happening daily of bombers and fighters in, you know, invading Taiwan airspace. The last count I saw was like 25 bombers and fighters together. Plus, they've had ship incursions, naval incursions, and it's almost like, well, I personally think this is the Armageddon script that we're watching unfold, and it's well-planned, scripted out by the rich men of the earth because they want this war to go global and out of the ashes of that. It's total insanity, Larry. I mean, it's just total insanity. But these rich guys are basically insane, according to the scriptures themselves. Not only are they satanically run, and it's too bad. I mean, in a way, you gotta, you know, what in the world do they think they're doing? Let's say they've been doing this for the last 50 years, and they got maybe 3 years of superpower when they come to power, and they trade that for eternal ruin, pain and suffering. They go to a much lower frequency place. And it's just incredible to me that because I've met some of these people when I was flying for the General Electric Corporation and then for Northern Pacific for a while. You get to meet some of these guys. And they are very intelligent people, but they are blinded by their money. And they have an agenda. And God has his agenda, too. But they forget the God factor. So, you know, they're running into a lot of trouble. But I would agree 100% Biden, number one, is not the president. He's not a legitimate president. He did not win that election. And,
that's what Putin says.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. When Trump was doing his rallies, he'd haul in 20,000, 30,000 people. Biden would be lucky if he got 100. And yet somehow Biden got the most votes ever for a president in the history of the world. That's kind of unusual. It doesn't even make logical sense. And I think the people, the other world leaders, know that. And they know that Biden's illegitimate. And that means Harris is illegitimate as well. However, I guess it really doesn't matter, does it? If nobody's going to do anything about it, you can't get the courts to investigate it. So what do you do? The only thing left. Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and while I'm saying this, if you're on that page with the Torah code on Biden, just keep scrolling down, and you'll see that next matrix, the newest one. And you may be something there you want to mention in, if you're reading it.
Well, I'm not on that page, but I will go there right now. It's ARC code.
Okay, yeah, go to ARC code and the one at the top there, and then you know, the first one up's the first matrix, and just keep scrolling down. He's got the new matrix and then comments and notes under it. And what's interesting is the fact, Stuart, that, you know, you said nobody's coming to the rescue basically because the entire Congress has failed the American people. The entire Supreme Court has failed to protect the American people. The president is a interloper, you know, a I guess you could say a vote thief. And he got run in, you know, basically he was set in there by China and the communist plot. But this is what's telling, and I was listening to Rahim Kassam on the War Room today, and he was saying, I am literally shocked, he said, because so many people thought the American military would hold the line, and he said they didn't even try.
Oh, I think they're sold out. We had the entire governmental faction, including most of the military. This does not include your rank and file, but it does include a lot of them. FEMA made the estimate, I think, that one, or somebody did anyway, in the military, that they'd lose one-third of the military would stand up for the Constitution and a Bill of Rights. All the rest of them would go for, you know, the New World Order. And when it comes to push and shove, when it comes to feeding your family, when it comes to putting food on the plate, you're going to go where that food is. And that's going to be the New World Order. That's going to be the fourth beast of Daniel. So they will comply. I think the same thing is probably true for most law enforcement. When it comes right down to it, many of them will stay home and be with their people, their families, their loved ones, because this thing is going to, when it cuts loose, this is going to be horrific. But a lot of your law enforcement, sheriff departments and whatnot, are going to go with this New World Order. They're going to go, even if they know it's wrong. We've seen that up in Canada. I love that video where that pastor just chewed them out. You get out of here. You know, and he had to do it for about 10 minutes. He had to shame them into leaving, and the response was to lock down another church. This is a war, folks, and the war is against Jesus Christ, just like Psalm 2 says it is. And the rulers and the leaders and the rich men of the earth are all in this together to try and get rid of Jesus Christ, which is why you're starting to see the demonization of the Christians. I want to get into that. Several articles have now appeared about these renegade Christians that are, you know, sort of troublemakers because they won't take the jab and they won't take the test. They're troublemakers. Anyway, getting back to this thing, Taiwan, what really is fascinating to me, Larry, is in the end of days, that's tribulational.
Well, we got to be right there at that point almost.
Yeah, there's a few things I can get into. I did extend the time on this one because there's so much to talk about. Anyway, to incite the Chinese, that's kind of interesting because that's exactly what we're doing. And that Israel would be in the middle. This is kind of interesting that Israel is in the middle of this thing because if you go into some of the prophecies against Israel, end of days shows up. So this is probably going to occur sometime either just before or into the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of Israel's trouble. So they're going to, it says Chinese for the army to go to war, atomic weapon. Well, maybe more than one atomic weapon. So I know, and it's very interesting how he's got it lined up. Taiwan in the end of days, because of a weak president, will incite Chinese atomic weapon. We'll have a war and the children of Israel are involved in it. The children of Israel are also involved. This is kind of interesting. In Isaiah chapter 17. Remember, the taking of Damascus is because of the children of Israel. Well, the children of Israel could also include the United States, because the Christians are grafted in to the overall program God has for Israel. So we could be included in that, children of Israel. And who knows, if Biden's involved in it, we don't know what kind of intrigue, and maybe those people that were sent over there just now are over there to formulate another plan. The global deep state wants their war. They would love to see literally billions of people killed in it. These people, folks, want you dead. And I wish people could get their mind around that. You don't spend millions of dollars for the Georgia Guidestones. Those stones must have cost millions to put up. And you don't brag about it and say you're going to cull the human race down to a 500,000 people or 500,000,000 people. That is an elimination of about 7 billion people. So the only question is, okay, so we're going to get rid of 7 billion people. How do we do it and not get caught? Well, this is a number of ways. Chemical warfare, though that's, you can usually identify who did that. Biological warfare, however, oh, where did this virus come from? We have no idea where it came from, even though we manufactured it in one of our underground level 4 facilities. Then we spray it out among the population, but we can then say, oh, we have no idea where that came from. And you got all those movies, Larry, too, about that. We'll get into that. It's kind of interesting. How do you interpret that, this latest one he's got up?
Well, you know, I look at it like the war in Taiwan, apparently, in the codes, is basically going to be in the end of days. So that's going to link it in to this, the Armageddon script, I suppose. And
yep.
Talking about a weak president, that's all we've got. That's exactly what we've got in office right now. You can't describe him any other way. Even if Obama's pulling the strings, he's still a weak president. And as you said, historically, every day now he's inciting the Chinese. And, of course, their big thing is the army and war. That's basically their handle, if you will. And, well, we've, you know, Israel, China, Iran, North
yes.
Korea, the U.S., you know, India, Pakistan, there's a lot of nukes out there, and you don't know where they're all at exactly. However, you know, we're well aware that Israel is, oddly enough now, this is something that's kind of disturbing, but if you remember the war with Armenia,
yes.
Recently, Israel was involved in supplying the Muslims that attacked the Christians in Armenia. That was Israel. That was Israel's
yeah.
military stuff. And at the same time, Israel is also involved, by the way, deeply in Ukraine. Of course, now that we finally know from, you know, a lot of investigations and stuff, and especially One America, or not One America, but America's Voice News and Steve Bannon and others, we have found out that the Ukraine basically is the money laundering machine for the New World Order, which the USA uses a whole lot of, and I guess Israel too. So there you go. There's Ukraine. And then on the other hand, now this is what I think is important, is really something that has been coming out in the last 24 to 48 hours. Peter Navarro.
Yep.
You know, I mentioned this last night, and I'll read the headline again. Peter Navarro said this yesterday. He said, Fauci owns COVID-19. He funded the Wuhan, China bioweapons lab, and he knew this was there. He owns it. He may even be the father of this weapon. And what came out today, I've watched all day long, America's Voice, Steve Bannon and others have been investigating. And matter of fact, tomorrow, Saturday morning, Bannon's going to have somebody on that's got a lot of feelers and ties into China that believe they can link in Fauci and I guess Obama into this lab. And mm-hmm. so more and more is coming out, Stuart, and it makes you wonder, is maybe, you know, I know it came out of Wuhan, China, but I'm wondering now, is this actually a Fourth Reich weapon? And is yes. it possible that Obama, Biden created it, basically, that it not just comes from China, it comes from the good old USA?
Well, you may remember, maybe not, but remember in Kansas, there was a big article about how FEMA had requested the Congress down there for Kansas to go to a special Air Force base. And it was never said exactly what they were told. But do remember that Kansas does have a biolab number 4, level 4, down there. And when they came back, news people were asking, well, what was all that about? And they wouldn't tell them. But they said they were really shook up, scared. And I think they were told this is going to be released. And personally, let me put it to you this way. Influenza A, influenza B modified. And maybe we can get into some of that. But we've got scientists now coming out, and we've got doctors by the ton coming out and saying there's something wrong with this whole picture.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you watched it, but Jim Jordan grilled Fauci the other day until the other one just told him literally to shut up. But what Peter Navarro was saying today on that show was, he said, if you watched Fauci, he is scared. He knows he's getting backed into a corner, and he's responsible. And listen, if Peter Navarro says Fauci is responsible for this, you can believe that's the truth.
Yeah, he's got the proof. Well, there are pictures of them at Wuhan, and it really doesn't make any difference if it's real, not real, if it's total hoax. The Charlie Victor Alpha 9 scenario was a total scenario to get people to line up through panic and fear through the mass media to take the jab. Now, nobody's ever answered the question why, from babies all the way through to the elderly, everyone must take this. And if you don't take it, then you're a deplorable, you don't love your neighbor, and there's something wrong with you. You're extremely selfish. And I got a couple of articles where they're blaming the Christians now for it. It's the Christians that aren't. See, they're laying the groundwork for the total persecution of Christians, just as Psalm 2. And, you know, Psalm 2 explains all of it. And you would think that the rich men of the earth, the kingpins, could read Psalm 2 and self-identify themselves. And if they did that, why in the world would they continue? They're on the wrong side of the equation. If you think you're going to beat Jesus Christ, you got to have some, I don't know, you got to have some problems with your mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, it's interesting what you're talking about, because I'm not aware of a lot of Christians that read Psalm 2, so maybe they, you know, the unbelievers don't either. But ironically, that book, America on Fire, by my friend that passed away, John D. Marlowe, you know,
yes.
I met him, and
mm-hmm.
He was a hard-as-nails dude. Let me read you something. I want to read a whole big paragraph here and get your opinion. This was written probably, this is in the book he wrote, a booklet, America on Fire, probably 20, 25 years ago. But as I read it, this is something he said he was shown. He says, let me speak to each individually, pointedly, and clearly. Will your present spiritual condition carry you through the coming troubles? No. Are you spiritually alert enough for the Spirit to tell you and show you where to go and what to do when the hordes come across our southern and eastern borders? No.
Do you?
I'm not through. Do you know where you will be safe from the missiles that will fall? No. Do you know where the horrendous plague, a thing America has never seen nor can cure, will break out? No. Do you know where the great earthquake will strike? No. Do you know where the tidal wave will sweep across Florida? No. Which cities will be hit by the bombs? Do you know? No. Could God's voice get through to your calloused ears and hearts if he tried to tell you? Where will your food come from when the grocery stores are emptied through cutoff supplies and from looters? When the food processors and the farmers are hit, who will feed you? Can you exercise faith and create it on your empty table out of nothing? And for your own soul's sake, when you are going to start making the preparation for these things, you prepare now or prepare or perish then. Now, that's a hard word. And I know most people never thought they'd reach the point we're at today, but for him to write that 20 to 25 years ago, he must have seen something.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, the Lord has shown, Ken Peters is another one, was given a vision. His vision is basically after the rapture of the church and the resurrection of the dead in the Lord. He talks about them, but most of it is afterwards and how bad it is and how ugly it gets. And how they start killing the Christians. And, of course, the reason for that is Antichrist has to come up with some excuse as to why all these people suddenly got resurrected and a whole bunch of people vanished. When you really stop and think about it, we think of modern day that it would be only the Christians of today that would be raptured. We who are alive and remain go up and meet those the dead in Christ. But we're looking at 2,000 years of the dead in Christ all over the world. And Peter said he was shown the entire world from quite a ways away. And when this event occurred, it was just out of the blue. And nobody expected it. It just occurred, and he said he heard what sounded to him like an awfully loud car horn. Well, that's obviously the trumpet of the Lord come up hither. And then he saw the resurrected people. He said they were wearing white gowns. They looked like at their peak of their life, and then all of a sudden they all vanished. And it was a worldwide event, and the world knew it. And I did a little research on Rapio, I guess you could call it, Greek word they've coined it, because there is no such word as rapture. It's called translation. And it's going to happen, folks, whether anybody believes it or not. And after it happens, and I think that is what jars the world awake. If you get in there, you can find that sudden destruction is equated with the taking of the church. Well, Antichrist has to make up some excuse. Well, Ken Peters says after this event takes place worldwide, all the power goes off. Now, you got to remember something about Peters. He was basically a very young man and knew nothing about the Bible when this occurred. This is something he says the Lord showed him. And there are others like that who have been shown all these kind of end-day events. And I know people get tired of it because they want good news. Well, the good news is get yourself under the wings of the Lord. That's the good news. But this is going to happen. And Antichrist must say something. He's got to have some excuse. What happened? Well, Kent Peterson comes on and says that they were removed because it was a judgment from God. In other words, these were the deplorables. These were those nasty Christians that were getting in the way of everything and slowing us down, and they wouldn't comply. So, yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Oh, I was just laughing.
Okay. I mean, it's amazing. And we got to be awful close to this whole thing. It's not by accident that Barry, who's really an expert on these Torah codes, is finding all this stuff. And we're finding out that it's absolutely true. This one he did on the alien base on Mars. Well, I forgot to tell everybody, but if you go to Angel Fall 923, that's my YouTube channel, for free, you can see the Project Red Star documentary. It's up there for free. It's amazing. What is up there? Anyway, what else you got, Larry, you want to get into?
Well, I was just going to comment also that that was really interesting, and people ought to watch that, you know, the work you did on Mars. They need to see that. You know, if they hadn't, they need to make an effort to do it while it's still up there for free. And ironically enough, if you'll remember to go along with what Barry's talking about, remember the images that I got that were somehow, I suppose, obtained from JPL NASA by Tom Horn, and remember it showed in a canyon where there was a base, a Mars base in a canyon?
Yeah, they go down there because there's more pressure, and I do believe there's oxygen content and everything. I mean, Barry is also showing how they fake the color and all that. It's amazing the lies that NASA tells, but NASA is known as never a straight answer. And they lie through their teeth, but then every government agency lies through their teeth now. You can't trust anything the government tells you. If a guy comes on the door, I'm here to help you. No, he's not. He's there probably to really harm you. Everything they say, you can reverse it, and you'll probably be much closer to the truth. This is how far down and how corrupt our government has become, all the agencies. Probably that's why they were armed and using, AK-47 type weapons, all kinds of hollow point ammunition, millions and millions of rounds. What do they need that for? Well, the only reason you would need it is to kill the American people, whom they hate, and they hate them with a passion. Communism is here, and Biden is the head of it, and hopefully the Lord takes care of him sooner than later, but we don't know. Here's an interesting headline. Military has declared war on the American people. That's our problem. If you got a military that's standing that has all these weapons, this is what the Second Amendment is for. We were supposed to be able to have machine guns, tanks, or anything you wanted. Well, they say, well, that's ridiculous. No rational person would ever say something like that. Well, that's exactly what the Second Amendment says, and it's there for a reason. Our founding fathers knew that a standing army was the bane of liberty. And so the people had to be having the weapons that they need to put down the standing army, destroy the government that has gone tyrannical, and install another one. Well, you never hear that on TV. You don't hear that even on Tucker Carlson or anywhere else. The Second Amendment is there to protect a free state. I would say Charlie Victor Alpha 9 took away every right, every Bill of Rights we've ever had. And they have no intention, by the way, of relaxing that. We're already seeing all this stuff. Oh, yeah, going to have another lockdown. Oh, it's just getting worse all the time. More and more people are coming down with this stuff, and we're going to have to lock down the people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It never stops.
Hey, Stuart.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't really vet it at the moment, but it's coming from Breitbart News. I saw it on Parler a minute ago. It flashed across my phone. They're reporting that this Governor Whitmer, whatever her name is, has just now signed an order to include even two-year-olds now are required by law to wear a mask. Can you even imagine?
Well, she's one sick, satanic individual. She's communist to the core. This is, but I have no sympathy for the people in Michigan at all. They could rise up and get rid of her tomorrow morning. They won't. When some of these people in Michigan decided to open up in defiance, did anybody help them? No. So they get shut down, put in prison, whatever. And she is a very sick. This is my opinion, and I got a right to it. She's a very sick, perverted, satanically controlled woman. Probably answers to the UN. As we have in other states, these governors are in league with the New World Order and the plan. You're not going to stop the plan. That's the problem. The American people better figure that one out right away. For the last almost 30 years, I warn people, prophecy will and must be fulfilled. You cannot stop it, or Jesus is a liar. It's going to be fulfilled. Therefore, prepare yourself for that fulfillment. The United Nations is the fourth beast of Daniel. It's going to rise. Well, it already has risen up. Now it's consolidating its power. We'll get into some of that. We have an hour and a half tonight because there's so much to talk about. But here's a little headline that's kind of interesting. The consequences of mental fatigue. In a slow-burning crisis, the isolation, increased financial problems, and stress of the pandemic and the response to it have caused quite a lot of people to struggle with their mental health and well-being. It's on purpose. This is what they want. It's what they've always wanted. You wear a mask, you're not a person anymore. That's why they do it. That's what TSA was all about. Hey, can we feel up the women? Can we even do cavity searches and they'll let us do it? Wow.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same. Wearing a mask is the same thing as the hijab, you know, the Muslims wear. They make the women wear them, not the men, because they make women less than human, basically.
Yep. It's incredible, and of course we also know it's a satanic. It's part of the satanic rituals, and it's part of the enveloping of tyranny around a people, a mass of people like America, and they don't even know it's happening to them. So they don't know how to fight back because they can't. They don't. They're not even aware it's happening. Here's something else: brain fog. How trauma, uncertainty, and isolation have affected our minds and memory. So Steve Quayle makes a comment, quarantine was nothing more than a mind control sensory deprivation technique equal to solitary confinement to stop human interaction. So you can't get together. Fossey ought to be hanging from a lamppost for treason. Is he? Not at all.
No.
It's all a game.
He's not only not hanging from a lamppost, Stuart, he's drawing over $400,000 a year, living high on the hog and ruling like a king. And as they were talking about America's Voice today, basically Jim Jordan has said the same thing. Why is Fossey ruling the country, telling the country how to live and what to do and what rules to go by when nobody voted him into office anywhere?
Well, that's it. And nobody voted. Usually all these health people in the government agencies who drafted up all these laws in the nighttime to give themselves arbitrary power. Now, some of the states are beginning to wake up gee, we better put a curb limit on these governors who just think they can do whatever they want. Little late, folks, little late. It's like the FEMA executive orders passed in the nighttime. Very few people even know they exist. Total tyranny under the FEMA executive orders. Total tyranny. You don't own anything, just like Charles Schwab said. You won't own anything and you'll be happy. Anyway, getting back to this brain fog, you may remember Cliff High and the sun disease and the unknown energies from space and how they would cause brain fogs and all that sort of thing. Frequencies are now shifting, folks. They really are. Radiation is increasing. Cosmic radiation waves from the center of the galaxy have already, the precursor waves have already come through. They've measured them. Gravitational waves are coming through. They're tiny now, just a little tiny. This is the precursor to the big event. But we also have the destroyer inbound. So what it really looks like to me is a perfect cosmic storm to destroy world civilization. Isaiah 24, go in there and read it. Pole shift. Then we have something very interesting about Mars. In the Ancient of Days, the ancient documents, they claim that when, I think, when the destroyer came through, or maybe even Venus, it depends on who you read. Velikovsky, I think, thought maybe Venus came through and was captured. But it raised havoc with the solar system. And ancient documents talk about how Mars came by very close to the Earth. It's kind of interesting because Mars is about war, and its two satellites are about fear. And so something came through, and anyway, we got Earth wobbles, now evident. Larry's noticed it. I've noticed it. In fact, one day, the sun was sitting at around 7 o'clock in the evening. I can't remember exactly when that was, but it had it set at around 7. The next very next day, it was about 40 minutes late. Well, the only way that can happen is a minor wobble. The book of Isaiah tells you that the earth starts to wobble like a top. We're in that area right now. Even the ancient Inuit elders reported it to NASA. Of course, they were poo-pooed because NASA doesn't want anybody to know what's going on. And the elite know all about this coming stuff. They've built huge underground roads. They've built huge underground cities. And people who poo-poo that should talk to some of the truckers who have videotaped what's down there. It's amazing what's down there. And they're all going to go hide in their little hidey holes. And also, according to Alternative 3, they're going to go to the moon and Mars and under the oceans. God says, I don't care where you go. I'm going to come get you. You're not going to escape judgment. It's coming. So the rich men of the earth are building all this stuff on a taxpayer dime, and they think they're going to go underground and escape. Well, you have to sit on the top and take all this. Now, remember the sun disease. Also, he said, mental aberrations, confusion, zombie-like behavior, electromagnetic tornadoes. And I believe I ran into a couple of those, actually, where the car just went dead. I would drive down the road, and all of a sudden, the car just went dead, totally dead. 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later, all the lights came back on, kind of like a UFO deal, and everything was fine. Well, that's exactly what Cliff High said was going to happen with these electromagnetic tornadoes. You can't see them. You just run into them. I think they're increasing. And then, of course, we have all these mass killings going on. What's the reason for those all of a sudden when Congress talks about gun control? We have all these mass killings. Well, why is that? I'm sure Larry knows.
What do you think, Larry?
Oh, yeah, it's a plan. You know, it's an amazing plan, actually. And I saw something on the Internet today where they were talking about how that we really are seriously in the false flag season. If there is a season for false flags, we are really in it right now.
Yes. Okay, going over to the sun, because we were talking about aberrations. And remember also, backing up a little bit, remember when taking to guns, all of a sudden we have these mass killings, and that's to get the people to demand that these guns be taken away. But remember what Obama said, the old ways don't work anymore, and that would include the Second Amendment and people having firearms to protect themselves. The UN would rather disarm you so that when they come and get you, you can't fight back. This has happened in all over the place, going to happen again. And we have the intruder coming, of course. Isaiah's revelation is also part of that. Isaiah talks about this destroyer. Revelation talks about the great red dragon, which most people would think is a destroyer. But on Earth, it's China and the UN, the red dragon. I mean, it's perfectly identified. And they're the ones through the UN that will persecute the Christians and kill them all, those that are left behind. First the star sign, then UN China, and then total destruction of Babylon America. Babylon has fallen. We've already fallen in the sense of government. The communists now run our governments. And there's very few states. Some are breaking free of it because they know what's going on. But a lot of them are communist-run governors, and they're going to stick in this system. Anyway, we're at a 5K storm, right, Larry?
Yeah, this is still ongoing. I mean, I've never seen so many geomagnetic storms, and basically, unless really I get a notification, you don't even know about it.
Yes. Well, you might know about it if you're susceptible to it and you feel weak or you've kind of got a brain fog. That's what happens. Solar cycle update. You probably think solar cycle 24 is a dud, the article says. This is from Space Weather. Think again. Despite long stretches of spotless quiet, the new solar cycle is actually running ahead of schedule. And in this plot, the red curve shows NOAA's predicted sunspot counts for 25. I think they've got it all wrong myself. Book of Isaiah says that the sun suddenly, and with little warning, goes totally berserk. And the sun gives off the light of seven times, and it does now. And the moon becomes as bright as the sun. In the time when the Lord heals the breach that he has with Israel, Jacob's trouble. We're going to see some aberrations. In fact, we already are. And Larry, you mentioned that solar cycle 25 could peak as early as 2024. They think it's going to be quite weak, but they also say don't be fooled by that. It's like hurricane seasons. Even a weak season produces hurricanes. And all it takes is one good storm to do a lot of damage. And this reminds me of Ed Dame's kill shot routine. That's got to be fairly close now. What say you, Larry, on all this?
Well, I think so, too. And by the way, we know the destroyers out there. And interestingly, you know, you can't even now get almost anybody that used to talk about it, well, with the exception of Marshall Masters, but I'm talking about the experts. They have all mm-hmm. gone dark.
I think they've been told to shut up. Larry Parks was an expert on earthquakes, and he was mouthing off a little too much, so they just told him to shut up, and he's kind of retired now. He wrote an excellent book, by the way, on it. Okay, here's another one. MAP reveals 54 mass shootings erupted over the past month. Now, not all of those obviously were reported. As CNN host says, there's an active shooter situation in the United States. Well, this is all to get the guns. Personally, I think these people have been tagged, mind control. They get a phone call that unlocks what they're going to do next, and then they go out and kill people. This has been reported on for a long, long time about MK Ultra. Nobody believes it. What was the name of that? Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to say they actually made a couple of movies. They made a Manchurian Candidate movie,
yes,
an old one, and then they updated it later on, I think, with Denzel Washington. But, yeah, this has been planned and going on for a long time.
Yeah, this is why they can trigger these people, and I think you're going to see massive amounts of this happen as they close in on the American people. And it's all designed so that the American people will scream for gun control. Take the guns, not knowing that they're being corralled, just like this Charlie Victor Alpha 9 business. They were corralled. Bill of Rights was ripped right out from under them, and they still don't get it. Even now, they still don't get it. Let's get into the war business a little bit. I wanted to shut your mouth. Maxine Waters blasts Jim Jordan during angry exchange with Fauci. Now, the one that was really interesting to me, Fauci said, adding that life will return to normal when people get vaccinated. He's talking about everyone. Now, Fauci is an absolute pathological liar. And I think they told us that a long time ago, didn't they, Larry? And now we can prove that the more people get vaccinated, they're all coming down with this so-called deal. You know, they're getting sick again. Many of them have died.
Yeah, not only that, Stuart. Yeah, they're actually, a lot of them are dying and getting sicker, and a lot of them that didn't have COVID, if you want to call it that, do now after the injection. And oddly enough, now, you know, according to some of the pharmaceuticals, now you're going to have to maybe take a shot every year like the original old flu. Now you might have to have boosters included into those shots. And, it looks like we'll never have to get through taking shots.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all a scam. It's a total scam, and it has an end-time agenda, and that's total control. That's what it's all for. And unfortunately, the American people have bought into it, and they're going to continue to buy into it. I think we've got something like 2 million people or close to that have already taken the jab. And so they're moving very, very rapidly. And people just don't ask a question. Well, you know, if I got measles and you have been vaccinated for measles and the vaccination actually works, then what threat am I to you? Why don't people ask those kind of questions? They don't. Here's something else that's kind of interesting in view of WHO and their attempt to gain total control over the medical establishment of the world and be able to dictate everything medical. Fifth International Vatican Conference, exploring the mind, body, and soul, unite to prevent and unite to cure. Vaccine pharmacy heads, the Pope, Fauci, Big Tech, CEOs, Chelsea Clinton, Mormon elders, probably because of genealogies, DNA, will all be intended. Why? Do you see what's happening, folks? It's so obvious what they're doing. Here's another deal, Larry. Eating meat. I got an email today. Well, you shouldn't be eating pork at all. Trying to slide people back under the laws of Leviticus. Well, pork production now is a whole lot different than pigs rummaging around garbage dumps and picking up and carrying all kinds of diseases. So it's a little bit different. Plus, well, I don't want to get into the theology behind it, but that's all changed from Leviticus now. Also going back under the laws of Leviticus and the rise of the Sanhedrin, the Bible does tell you that there's a time coming when eating meat will be forbidden, totally forbidden. So that's coming. They're doing it. Okay. What else you got, Larry, while I scroll down here? So much news.
Yeah, while you're scrolling, I was going to mention, I tried to put on my blog today. I don't know if you got to see it, but I was going to try to put on this sale that Miranda Kahn on America's Voice on her show was showing. She showed a sale, you know, a human sale is a photo of it. And I couldn't get it to, it wouldn't allow me to post it, but I did send you a copy of it, Stuart. And did it, I'll just say what it looked like to me. You know what, Stuart? I looked at that human cell and the image of it, and it reminded me so much of a motherboard or a computer chip.
Well, actually it is, because that's where your DNA instructions and all that come from. And it does look very much like a biological motherboard, which I think it probably is. I've often thought that the so-called Book of Life that the Bible talks about, your Book of Life is your DNA. It's very unique to you. Nobody else has it. And that's your Book of Life, and I think everything is recorded on your life, but that's how it's identified. And when you are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, your DNA is changed. And so it's very, very important for people to understand that. Anyway, President Joe Biden's administration is the sixth one to have presided over a 20-year U.S. war in Afghanistan. He is the fourth president to have overseen America's longest war. Now, what's interesting about this is he says currently there are 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, along with 9,600 other NATO soldiers. Now, they're pulling out. They're pulling out on 9/11, of all things. They would sign everything. But anyway, it's amazing. The weaponry we have all over the world. And it says here, more U.S. and NATO troops were killed in the war than American citizens on 9/11. Over 20,000 casualties were incurred by U.S. forces. For what? What does it say in the Bible about war? You war because you have not. You war because you ask not. And when you do ask, you ask amiss. You ask it for yourself, not for others. It's right there in the Bible. So war is because of selfish, greedy people, and ultimately it destroys humanity. And that's where we're headed, folks. We're going to destroy ourselves only because the masses of the people will not rise up and put these insane world leaders out of business. And that's why I've often said I believe that the American people are going to be held responsible more than the leaders themselves, because we can put a stop to all that if we wish to. Anyway, bombers and fighters on Russian northern bases can hit America with little warning. We talked about that. Russia, now this is interesting, Larry. Russia's anti-hypersonic missile radars to enter combat duty in the Arctic. What do they need hypersonic radar for in the Arctic?
Probably to make sure their missiles strike the right spot, I would suppose, because we don't have any hypersonic we don't have hypersonic weapons that I'm aware of. I heard ours failed in their test.
Yeah, I think
the only
did.
Ones that I'm aware has them really is Russia and China. Interestingly, though, they also, and I don't know if you've seen that Russian base in the Arctic, but man, it's a big deal. It's really, and it's a very classy looking deal. And they've got, I had images the other day of those nuclear bombers that they've got. Listen, their missiles and torpedoes and those bombers, they're just minutes away from America. They're right on our doorstep.
Yep. Well, that also kind of fulfills prophecy that we're surrounded and then we're taken out with very little warning. Well, there is no warning, basically. Anyway, Russia, the Kerch Strait Bridge is closed down, I guess, pretty much to anybody entering now, right? As I understand it, the Sea of Azov,
well,
you can't get in there.
That's how you get from the Black Sea into by the Kerch Strait into the Sea of Azov, which basically is the region of Crimea and that Mariupol port, you know, that Russia really would like to have in
mm-hmm.
Ukraine. And but doing this also, they basically closed off the Black Sea from U.S. or NATO or others, and so they've pretty much locked out enemies. And if they do go after Ukraine, they've pretty well stopped any freight. Now, they may not have stopped the flying-in freight, but they've certainly stopped the freighters from coming in and unloading weapons at the Mariupol port. They've closed that off, so... And the last I heard Rostov on the Don, that's a river,
yes.
And it's down, it's really at the bottom of Luhansk and Donetsk, close to Mariupol port, and it appears that a lot of the tanks that are being seen now and spotted, Russian tanks and armor that's on the move under their own power, are in that region, which means it would be very easy for them to actually take that portion of Ukraine where that port is that they want.
Yeah, and the amount of weaponry is increasing daily. Debka file. Russian forces with heavy artillery and tanks have in 2 weeks piling at least 28 battalion tactical groups on the northern and eastern borders of Ukraine. Now, this is the Mossad, while also placing Russian invasion forces in Crimea on the ready. In Washington, at NATO headquarters and in West European capitals, Moscow is suspected of preparing another round of Ukraine warfare in order to expand the holdings of the pro-Russian separatists and jolt the pro-Western government in Kiev. Well, we know from the prophecies, Kiev is one of the places totally destroyed. That would mean that the money laundering capital of the world would cease to exist, and that's maybe why they go after Kiev.
Well, it could be, and what's interesting, Stuart, if you look at a map, Kiev is just literally 20 miles from the Belarus border, and the Belarus military has done gone to full alert, combat alert, and they're on that border only 20 miles from Kiev. And also the Russian armies infiltrated that region, too. So they could literally cut Ukraine in half, surround Kiev, take it out, and they would have that whole country in, what, 2 days?
Yeah. Yeah, and they might decide, with the amount of forces they are, it's overkill by many, many, many times. So there's something else in mind here. It's not just... Ukraine. It's something else. You don't have that much overkill. Anyway, it does say, responding to an appeal from Kiev, Ankara, of course, Turkey, is mobilizing a batch of 7,000 mercenaries to stand by for deployment to Ukraine. And here's an article that Patty found. It's kind of interesting. The possibility of Russian aggression, this is from an analysis, aggression has increased dramatically in the last 24 hours. The Kremlin took Biden's phone call to Putin as a sign of weakness, and now Russia will probably act. He's a Russian analyst. It is no coincidence that the United States has decided to temporarily freeze the deployment of two U.S. destroyers, USS Donald Cook, USS Roosevelt, in the Black Sea. The destroyers will remain there and wait for further instructions. U.S. warships will remain out of the Black Sea for the time being, as the move would mean escalation. The ships will remain close to the Algerian region, ready to respond if needed. Pentagon officials told CNN, now the move would mean escalation once Putin has transferred half the army to the Ukrainian border. Also escalating is the imposition of sanctions and the expulsion of Russian diplomats, which Russia responded immediately and kicked out 10 of ours. Well, as Larry has said a number of times, you don't get rid of your ambassadors unless war is coming, right, Larry?
Pretty much.
And it says here, according to our estimation, Russia has transferred 40 battalions and a total of 40,000 military forces together with anti-aircraft systems. And there is no indication that Russia is reducing its forces or sending any signals of de-escalation. They're not going to de-escalate. I really do believe that we're going to have a war unless God puts his hand up and says no. What do you think?
Well, I've seen in the background something I can't vet that seems to indicate that Merkel of Germany knows where this may be headed, and she's trying to work a deal under the table with Putin because she doesn't want Germany destroyed. And if you look at a good map, Berlin's not that far from the battlefields.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Russia decided to take Europe, it would do so probably 2 to 3 days because they're not going to just use ground troops. They're going to use weapons we probably don't even know they have. And it's just amazing. And I want to remind everybody that Monday is April 19th. And April 19th is a bad, bad day. It has been in history for quite a while. And we go into a 13-day from April 19th to May 1st. And May 1st is the Illuminati human sacrifice, as is, by the way, the 19th. May 1st, the Illuminati was burst. May 1st, Mother Earth worship. May 1st, communism celebrations, sacrifice of the sheeple, aborted babies to Baal. And now, of course, they're using the jab. And, you know, if you have this many people dying, and by the way, they say only 1% basically are reported. Anyway, April 19th is the first day of the 13-day of preparation, a period of time when occult significance that relates to satanic gods of fire, the fire god Baal, or the sun god Moloch, Nimrod, also known as Saturn, who represents Satan, of course. And remember that Biden changed the vaccine open season on the American people from May 1st all the way back to April 19th. Now, you might want to know, why did he do that? Well, maybe that's why he did it. It goes on and on. And I don't know, folks. I think we're coming in on something really, really bad. And when you find out that 94% of the American people, or at least this is what the this guy does research on Christians and people. He's done it for years, and he says 94% of the people in America do not have a biblical world view. So now you know why everything is going south in the United States. Here's another article. I think I brought this up before. White House studying how to cause all, both small and great, to submit to injections. And this is where they talk about the white conservative communities. This is a demonization of the Christians. They're coming in the back door, and they're going to use a vaccine as the excuse. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, as I scroll down through here? I got pages
of
this stuff.
Well, I think the vaccine appears to be the all-purpose solution to going on to the New World Order. But it's something wrong with the American people because Raheem Kassam, who is on, he's got the National Pulse publication, but he's also on with Steve Bannon on the War Room, and he said this when they came out the other day with the news that they were going to begin to try to pack the Supreme Court. He said this. He said, any other country in the world, if their government talked of packing the Supreme Court, the people would be in the streets. He said, but not in America. He said, I don't even understand it.
Oh, I don't either. I really don't. I mean, I knew this was coming, but now that it's here, it's beyond my mental grasp why so many millions of Americans are just rolling up their sleeve. Here's something else, too, that's kind of interesting in Earth Changes. Found an article, magnetic pole reversal comeback expected. Was this prophesied by Malachi? And what it is, and I'm just going to excerpt a little bit of it. Preceding the day of Hashem, researchers recently published a study showing that 42,000 years ago, roughly, of course, they don't know, a reversal in the Earth magnetic field combined with changes in the sun's behavior drastically changed the environment, leading to several centuries of apocalyptic conditions. And this magnetic shift is happening again at an alarming rate. A scientist with many patents to his name believes that this period of time was described by the prophet Malachi as a harbinger of the final redemptions. His name is Saul Kulik. He's a scientist. What do you think about that, Larry? I think this is the perfect storm. Everything's going to hit us all at once.
That sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I don't think people understand what a collapse means. When you have a pole reversal, the magnetic field collapses on the planet. So you have no protection from the incoming radiation of the sun. None. Zero. And then it begins to build on the other side. What was the North Pole becomes the South Pole, et cetera. We have all the signs of a magnetic pole reversal where we have the Atlantic anomaly. Now that's splitting in two. That's exactly what they said was going to happen. And then it'll split in three, then four, then 10, then 50. You'll have all these poles all around the world. You'll be seeing northern lights everywhere. It's just one more sign of the trouble that we're headed into. And we've got all this stuff going on with the wars and rumors of wars and everything that are proving where we are timeline-wise. Does Putin really need another army? Russia's defense minister wants to clone 3,000-year-old ancient warriors that have been found in Siberia and their horses to boot. Folks, they've been cloning people and things for years, according to everything I can find out. And you never know whether you're looking at the real person or his clone. There's a difference between a clone and a look-alike. Big difference. Look-alikes usually have differences. The nose might be slightly different. The ears will be slightly different. The lips will be slightly different. The eyes will be slightly different. It gets by most people, but if you really analyze people, like Hillary Clinton has a look-alike, and if you understand what you're looking for, it's very, very easy to determine whether you're looking at Hillary or a look-alike. And remember that Dr. Peter Bader, who was an insider, said years ago that they were already cloning. So if they're cloning, they can mess around with your genetics. So it doesn't surprise me at all when these doctors and scientists come out and say the jab is giving you, like Moderna says, an operating system. They're changing your DNA. It's like CRISPR. You go in and clip a hunk of DNA out, and then you insert another one. Well, then you're not truly human if they're using artificial stuff. And that means you're not redeemable. That's where the danger is. But, however, if you have 94% of humanity, or at least in America, that doesn't even have a biblical worldview, that's why they're lining up. And that's why the churches are opening up, so that everybody can get the jab. It all fits together. It's called apostasy on a grand scale. Anyway, here's something, Larry. Total deaths reported for Charlie Victor Alpha 9. They have reported 2,342. Total number, if 30 times underreported. And I read articles a long time ago that most people do not report. Even most medical places do not report any of this stuff. The estimates were that like 1% were the only ones that were reported. Well, okay, let's say it's only 30. It jumps to 70,260. Total number of 99 underreported, 234,200. Total adverse events reported, 56,869. If 30 times underreported, 1,766,070. Total number of 99 underreported, but jumped to 5,686,900. Adverse events listed as serious, 7,971. That's what's being reported. If it's 30 times underreported, it jumps to 239,130, 99,797,100. Adverse events listed as requiring hospitalization. Now, in times past, if a jab, I don't want to be careful here, if a jab caused damage, they would suspend it almost right away. How come they're not doing it with this one? How come they're not suspending anything? People need
to
start
don't have
asking.
To.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Part of the answer to that may be that they don't really have to worry about the jab having problems, because if you'll remember, this is an experiment, and nobody's held responsible, not the pharmaceutical companies, not the people that administer the shots. Everybody's exempt. You can't sue anybody.
Yeah, and the death rate really is way, way, way out of proportion, and they're still advocating it. Here's another kind of an ominous thing, and I don't know if we've reported on this. Maybe you did, Larry, and I don't remember it. Bullion and cash being suddenly withdrawn from UK territory and taken over to, what's the name of that place? Dubai.
Qatar.
What's going on?
Qatar.
Qatar? Okay.
Yeah, you pronounce it as it's Q-A-T-A-R, but a lot of them pronounce it as Qatar. But that's a place that does not allow extradition. And so if the Hillary Foundation puts all their money and gold there, they can't extradite them or the gold and the silver and all the good stuff.
Yeah, it says here authorities in London did a rolling roadblock along the motorway to allow a tremendous shipment of bullion and cash to get through. Three armored bullion trucks, four unmarked police cruisers, six marked police cars. Why would they do that? Because I think they think maybe England might be hit in a war. And by the way, the prophecies say exactly that. England is basically destroyed, which means America's been destroyed before that, actually, from prophecy. Because she watches America, Babylon, go down. Anyway, just amazing. Stunning number of Americans don't hold a biblical worldview. We've talked about that. Total confusion. Of course, Babylon means confusion, so it doesn't surprise me at all. Days of Noah. Here's a headline that's interesting. Hybrid monkey-human embryos created in lab for first time. I don't buy that, Larry. One of those things that people down there in South America accused the CIA of producing these, what were they? What did they call those things?
Chupacabras.
Yes. Well, that was engineered, they claimed. The governments down south said that it was the CIA that was producing all that stuff. So who knows? Let's see, what else we got? Well, what else do you want to talk about, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention something else, and I'll look into it a little more, but I showed you, you know, I sent you that image of that. I wish I could have posted it, but I couldn't get it to post. But I sent you the image of that human cell that America's Voice had up, and, you know, Miranda Kahn's picture was on there with it, so it's legitimate. And ironically, you know, it reminded me of The Matrix, and it reminded me of, you know, how we're basically body electric, if you will, which sounds like we're little computers of some kind, that we live in a Wi-Fi world or something. But what I thought about something else that was interesting, too, and I don't know if you ever saw it. I've got images somewhere of it. And, of course, what I'm talking about is probably everybody would say is a lie, but I don't believe it. One of the Apollo missions that was a secret classified military mission, it was a American-Russian mission together, went to the moon and found this crashed craft. It's a massive craft, and I've showed you pictures of those, Stuart.
Oh, yeah.
And
Mona Lisa.
What they found inside it creatures, some of them in some kind of holding tanks, et cetera, et cetera. But they also found all of them were dead but one. Now, what was interesting, if you'll remember, Stuart, that, you know, according to the data that came back from one of the whistleblower astronauts, he said that one of those pilots was a female and was encased in some type of suit that looked like a life suit. In other words, it looked like a live computer. She was wrapped up in this live computer at a console in that ship. And I saw the image of the suit after they had taken it off, and I think I sent you a copy of that. It looked like a rainbow a little bit, but it looked like the sails, the live sails. And all of this has got to be all connected, Stuart.
Oh, I think so. It's just amazing what they have found and kept secret. It's kind of like digging up giants. You dig up a giant that's, say, 35 feet tall, all of a sudden, and they got the bones and everything, and they take pictures of it, and you might even see them on the web. I found some Russian pictures of giants, and the governments come along and confiscate it all. It's kind of like what happened. There's a guy by the name, and this is off track a little bit, but it's the same thing. Guy by the name of Gustave Whitehead flew 2 years or maybe even 3 years ahead of the Wright brothers. They made a model of the plane. He took pictures of it, so they made a model of it, and a guy got into it and flew it, flies perfectly, just like the witnesses. Some 80-odd witnesses, some of them on their deathbed, attested to the fact that this Gustave Whitehead was a genius and they had seen him fly. Well, the Wright brothers went to the Smithsonian Institute and said, we'll give you our aircraft, but you're going to have to tell the world we were the first to fly, which they maintain to this very day, in spite of all the evidence to the contrary. I even wrote an article about it for the Airline Pilot magazine called Ghosted Kitty Hawk. I did a lot of research on it. It's amazing what people will believe and what they won't believe. So I don't know. Truth doesn't matter anymore, Larry. That's one of our problems. Facts don't matter. It's all a domestic, I feel this way, and so that's the way it is. As you have long said, we're in the middle of a national domestic. Don't you think?
Well, actually, I do. And as a matter of fact, the entire communist movement that's taken over America, they don't, and this is what, this, you know, when I used to watch Hannity some, this would really, it would irritate me. Because Hannity spends hours upon hours upon hours of TV and radio. He's on radio, I think, about 3 hours a day or more. And mm-hmm. all he does is try to, all he does, if you listen to him, he tries to reason. But the problem is they're not up to reasoning. They're in an emotional state. It's all about feelings. It's all about emotions. You are never going to reason them into the truth.
Yep, that's right. That's right, absolutely. And that's why we're going to go down, because you can't reason with them. And the elite are taking advantage of this. They've done a wonderful job. People really need to give credit to Satan and the elite. These guys are super intelligent. They've run all the scenarios. They've got the money. They can do pretty much what they want. And they're turning it all against humanity, and especially here in the United States. House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes said Republicans expect Democrats to further weaponize the intelligence communities against domestic extremists. Well, guess who they are? The Christians, those who voted for Trump, those who want a constitution, those that believe in the Bill of Rights, motherhood, apple pie, they are now the enemy. Anyway, I don't know.
You know what, Stuart?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know we're running out of time, but, you know, I was sitting here thinking a really strange thought, and I was thinking, isn't it ironic that the only person on the planet that might put a stop to the madness in America is Vladimir Putin?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, prophecies indicate that Russia becomes the final stronghold of the Christians. America goes totally satanic, totally occultic. We're there, no question about it. These people are all run by Satan. But they see, they don't believe Satan exists. He's very clever. That's his basic playing card. Well, I don't exist. And yes, he does. And anybody who does what Jesus Christ tells them to do will run into Satan right away. If you don't believe it, try it one time. So we got a national emergency going on, and I believe the Russians are going to think that that is a declaration of war. And so, therefore, we are going to go into, I believe, a nuclear war. It's all coming up on the 13th, 35th day, which is May 20th. And you're getting various dates of when Pentecost is. Some are saying it's May 22nd. Others are saying it's May 20th. And Pentecost, of course, is one of those days where people think there's a possibility of a resurrection. After all, the church started on Pentecost. Why wouldn't it end on a Pentecost? Makes perfect logical sense. So we don't know. Anyway, any last words here, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, two strange things may be on the calendar in April, and I'm going to be watching both of them. One of them is April the 21st. Vladimir Putin is to address the Russian parliament in an emergency meeting. And on April the 28th, if it happens, Biden will address Congress in the United States.
Or his double.
Yeah.
However, it was pointed out in TASS, Russia's big newspaper, TASS, they said that Biden didn't pronounce Putin's name right. I wonder why he didn't just say, well, that guy over there in Russia who runs things, you know. This is the kind of guy we got running the nation, folks. Prepare yourselves. We're coming up on the end of everything. And I don't have any question in my mind about that. We've waited a long time. There have been a lot of delays, but I got a feeling the delays are now over. Hopefully the Lord will raise his hand and say, not yet, but it doesn't look that way. Do you think, Larry? I think it looks like it's a go.
I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm still, God has that option, but I think he's better hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just too bad. NATO concentrating over 40,000 troops near the Russian border. Oh, we're not involved, are we? Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up. Remember, April 19th. So anytime this weekend or Monday is the 19th. Heads up. Take care. Good night, everyone. Thanks, Larry.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.